Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So for today is the productive soil. So Mark chapter 4 and then verse 8 is where we will take our text from. Verse 8 says what? Other seed fell on good ground and did yield fruit. That sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Look at verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Okay, so if you have been following what I've been sharing with us on the parable of the soil, or the parable of the sower, as we popularly call it, you understand that there are four main soils. So we have got the wayside soil, the stony soil, the thorny soil, and then the good soil or the productive soil. The good soil we know that was productive. It brought forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So if you know that there are four main soils or receivers of the word of God, then you understand from Jesus' parable that one out of four people really benefit from the word of God. And that's a very shocking statistics, you know. If you take eight people, how many people really, really benefit from the word of God? Two. Two out of eight is a serious statistics. Wow. I pray that you are part of the one, the good soil, the productive soil. Okay? So let us become fruitful. Let us be one of the good soils. That's why I'm talking to you about the productive soil or about the good soil. You know, if we look at the international front, and I always like to take the word of God from a bigger picture, because the way God sees is not the way that sometimes we see. God sees the bigger picture. Okay? So if you look at the international front, the bigger picture, I believe that we can talk about three main groups or groupings. I consider the wayside soil as the Asians. You know, if you read Genesis chapter 9, you get to know that it is out of some three personalities that the whole human beings are on the face of this earth. So if you take the wayside soil, I believe it's talking about the Asians. Okay? Now, these people, Jesus Christ described Asia as a place where Satan dwells. In other words, Satan is hovering around the place. We know that the wayside soil is a place where devil spirits are hovering like helicopter over the land, getting ready to attack anywhere that falls on the ground and things like that. But I believe that whether we are wayside, whether we are stony, or whether we are thorny soils, we can prepare ourselves. We can prepare our lives in such a way that we get transformed to become productive soils. Whether we are wayside, the devil hovering over, whether we are people who are shallow and not committed deeply to the details of the things of God, whether we are thorny people who have the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of other things just choking the word of God, I believe that God wants us to prepare our societies. He wants us to prepare our individual lives so that we can benefit from the word of God, so that the three groupings, three bad soil, ultimately become a good soil. Because you know, the practical thing we do is that before we plant a seed, we prepare the soil. We make sure that all the necessary nutrients are in the soil before we ever put a seed there. That should make us to understand that God wants us to work on our unproductive areas. He wants us to work on societies that are not productive in such a manner that the word of God will benefit us and we will be among the one out of the four people who really, really become fruitful with the word of God. Some people, they carry the word of God midway, the tongues choke it. Maybe drugs, maybe women, maybe other things, especially in the thorny society. All right? And some other people too, maybe the wayside people, they just forget about it. Because the thing is gone. No chance to even meditate to get understanding. But I believe that God wants us to be productive, and I see your life as productive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, Israel is said to be a stony place. It's full of rocks, if you look at a picture of Israel. But there is a miracle that God can work in whatever soil. As they work on the land, as we work on ourselves, as we work on our society, we are able to reach the place of production. I read many years ago that Israel as a land was self-sufficient in food production. And we know about how powerful the agric is. All the agric ministers are visiting the land, a land of rocks. But they are able to plant and harvest and eat their own food. Become so self-sufficient, they can even export some of it. Wow. That means that there is no excuse for anybody. No soil or no life, no society is disadvantaged from benefiting 100% from the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3 says that break up your fallow ground. Either 3-4 or 4-3. There is a 4 and there is a 3. Or 43. It says that break up your fallow ground. The fallow ground is an unproductive ground. God says that it's a fallow ground, whether it's thorny, whether it's a wayside soil, or whether it's a stony soil. He says that break it up. Break up the fallow. I hope you know what a fallow ground is. It's a ground that does not produce anything, because it has not been cultivated. Says that the uncultivated aspects of your life, which is not productive, start to break it. Start to work on it. Because you must be fruitful and you must be productive in all aspects of your life. Can I have an amen? Amen. Black people, I believe, let me address black people, because predominantly, I am speaking to a black crowd, but black people have a potential to become 100% productive, of course, for every other person. But because I'm speaking to you, predominantly colored, we have to understand that we can be 100% productive. Do you know why I say that? Because normally, fruitful soils are dark when you look at it. We used to call it black soil. Anybody who wants to plant and let the crop grow goes for a black soil. Do you know why he goes for a black soil? It is a soil that is full of troubles, full of problems, full of corruption, full of decay, rusted things, waste, baller, things that nobody likes. They dump it there, thinking that you are spoiling the land. But you are not really spoiling the land. What you are doing is that you are fertilizing the people's lives so that they can produce, so that they can become productive soils when they come into contact with the word of the Lord. So, we are people, in spite of our negatives, in spite of our problems, our mistakes, And we have had lots of mistakes. No matter our troubles, no matter our rotten materials, God says that I have got productivity for you. Hallelujah. Our struggles, our pain, our mistakes, our suffering, all the things that we went through, they may not be palatable. Nobody will want to keep it in his house. But it is fertilizing our soil. Wow, it's getting us ready for the very, very big bang of productivity. Hallelujah. I believe that God saves the best. He always does that. Just check him out. He always does that. He always saves the best for the last. No, check his track record. Check his ways. Check his dealings with people. He always reserves the best for the last. And the last is referring to lives, individuals who have not tasted any good life, any productive life. All their history has been full of mistakes and decay and rot and trouble and suffering. But God says that I have productivity and fruitfulness for you. Now, we want to look at some four characteristics of a productive soil. What is a productive soil? Four characteristics of it. The first one is that a productive soil turns the seed into a fruit. That is the main characteristic. Jesus Christ said it. It's a good ground. It's a ground that produced 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. It turns the seed into a fruit. It doesn't just turn the seed into a young plant or a flowering plant, but it brings fruit out of it. People pluck the fruit, and then we can describe that as the productive ground. The seed is talking about the spiritual, and the fruit is talking about the physical. In other words, a productive soil, a productive life, turns the spiritual into a physical. Never forget that. It turns the spiritual into a physical. The spiritual is the seed, the word of the kingdom. It's a spiritual thing. I hope you can know that. You can see that words are spiritual. Jesus said that the words that I'm speaking unto you, they are spirits. And they are spirit because I'm speaking, but you can't see the words. You can't see what I'm saying. Somehow it's spiritual. It's going into the air. But the word of the Lord is supposed to be turned into something physical. The Bible calls it adorning the word of God. Titus chapter 2 verse 10. Adorning or dressing up the word of God. God wants us to dress his word up. The spiritual word that comes to a soil, that comes into our lives, it must be dressed up. It must be clothed. The word must not just remain something that cannot be seen. The word must be clothed so that although the words are spirit, they are transformed into something that you can put a finger upon. You can point to and you say that this is the word of the Lord in flesh. John chapter 1 says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. May the word that you have heard become flesh and dwell with you. May it remain with you. May it remain in our society. Hallelujah. Jesus said that I want your fruits to come up and I want your fruits to remain. Says that the word became flesh. I want us to understand that until God's word became flesh, it never really benefited us. Until Jesus Christ, who is called the word of God, became flesh, we could not really benefit from the word of God. God had to dress his word up.
God had to give flesh to his word. God had to give tangibility to his word. May tangibility come into your life because of the word. I said, may tangibility come into your life because of the word. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We are dressing up the word of God so that it becomes beneficial to you, so that it becomes beneficial to the people among whom we live. The world must see the word in action. They must be able to point to the word. If they cannot read it from the Bible, they should be able to point to something, point to our lives and say that this is the word in Romans chapter 8, that in all these things we are more than conquerors. This is the word becoming flesh. They should be able to look at the things that we are able to do physically on this earth so that they can benefit from it. It will dwell among them. Hallelujah. The fruit of the spiritual is the physical. The fruit of the spiritual is the physical. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 tells us that. It tells us that by faith we understand that the whole world, or what we can see, was created out of that which we cannot see. Wow. It's powerful, isn't it? It's powerful, isn't it? Very, very powerful. That the things which we can see right now came out of a word which cannot be seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the invincible word of God. So that which we can see physically were not made of physical things. They were made of the word of God. And that is the same tangibility that the word of God wants to chalk in your life. That is why I say that the fruit of the spiritual things, like the word of God, is the physical things that we can see around. Okay? What is the use of the spiritual if it doesn't show up in the physical? It is good, but it is good for nothing. It is like a salt that has lost its taste. It is salt, all right, but it has no taste. May we have taste in our lives in the name of Jesus. May we not just be salt that people look at and say that there goes a salt, but may they taste it and may they see that this is really salt. You know, you can have some of these things around. You can have clouds that have no rain. You can have wells that have no water. May we be wells with water. Hallelujah. And may we be clouds that are carrying rain. Not clouds which clap their hands. They just make noise and nothing else. You are supposed to not just to make noise, but to be real and to be practical in our lives. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord for his precious word. The fruitful soil has a physical proof of God's word in his or her life. Because I hope you can know that not all physical things in our lives came out of the word of God. Not everything. Some of it is not application of the word. It's our own idea. Some of it is even bad things. I feel ashamed to say that. Some of it is liars, it is cheating. Out of cheating, these things entered your life. It's not by faith in the word of God that these things are coming out of our lives. But may it be that we would have our fruit remaining by getting these things out of the Bible. You know, one of the things I tell young people is that, look, don't rush in life. Don't be in a hurry to make it in life. Don't compete with anybody. Just make sure that you are pleasing the Lord in everything you do. Because you see, if you rush to do some things, you can have certain things in your life, but they were not there because you obeyed the word. And those fruits will not remain. Jesus said, John 15, for you to qualify to be my disciples, then you should have taken the word and you should have practicalized the word. Continue in the word and you will know the truth, and then the truth will make you free. Then you will have results out of it. So we cannot circumvent the word of the Lord, Irene. We cannot do that and get certain breakthroughs and look like we are the same with that other guy. We are not the same. No, we are not the same. One, the foundation is the word of God and his faith that I can make it in this terrain. The other one, the foundation is not the word of God. The foundation is some other motive. Circumventing the word, crookedness, cheating, just putting some people aside, walking in hatred. Boring. Wow. May we have fruit in our lives, and may our fruits remain, because they are founded, they are really founded on the word of the Lord. Nothing can shake the things that is founded upon the word of the Lord. The Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes every pressure in this world, even our faith. That's talking about the word of God. Things that we obtain from the word of God, they are the victory that overcome. Everything will be destroyed. Every kingdom will be shaken. But that kingdom will not be shaken, because it is founded on the rock, on the word of God. So, hasten slowly. Make sure that you are not compromising the word of God in order to prosper, in order to do well. Because you can do well, but I tell you what, it will not last. You will not be excited with it. So may we have real fruit. You see, when we go into the judgment, may God look at this and that and that and that in our lives. And may he say, well done, faithful. You were full of faith. You were full of my word. That is how come you have these things. But some, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 3, it shall not stand the judgment. It will burn because of motive. Just get destroyed. I don't think I want to do that. So once more, may I say that may God give us proof, physical proof of his word, the seed in our soils. Amen. Number two, the productive soil receives the early and the latter rain. It receives the early and the latter rain. Joel chapter 2. The productive soil receives the early and the latter rain. Joel chapter 2. You can also open to Hebrews chapter 6. Joel is after Daniel, the major book. You come to Hosea. You should come to Joel. Just after the major prophets. Alright, Joel chapter 2 and then verse 21. Fear not, O land. In the Hebrew, the land is talking about soil. Fear not, O soil. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. May I say to you, don't be afraid, O soil. Hallelujah. Because we are soils that receive the word of God. It says that because the Lord is going to do great things with his word in your life, the word of the Lord in your life will not be in vain. Hallelujah. And look at the assurance he gives to the beast of the field. Don't be afraid, you beast of the field. I believe that it's talking about the people who depend on the land for crops in order for them to eat, like cattle, donkeys, and all that. They depend on the plants, on plant life, in order for them to survive. It says that don't be afraid, ye beasts of the field. And symbolically, this is talking about the people who look up to the church. Because Mount Zion, the church, is supposed to be the joy of the whole earth. Says that don't be afraid, you unbelievers all around, because the pastures of the wilderness do spring forth, for the trees bears fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. In other words, your fruit is coming. So be happy, you are going to enjoy from these people. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first man, and the floors, that is the threshing floor, shall be full of wheat, and the fast shall overflow with wine and oil, and I'll restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, etc., etc. In verse 25, there is a problem. There is a land. On that land, some animals attacked the plants on it in such a way that it did not bring forth to any fruit. But God says that, I don't be afraid, O soil, because I am going to do a new thing. I am going to give you the former and the latter rain so that you can be able to get in the wine, get in the oil, and get in your fruits or your harvest. In the Bible, rain talks about two things. Most of us are familiar with one. But in the Bible, rain, first of all, talks about a doctrine. Doctrine. Deuteronomy 32 verse 2 says that, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, as the small rain upon the tender herbs, and as showers upon the grass. So rain is talking about what? Doctrine. Can we all say doctrine? All right. Doctrine just means a teaching. The second thing that rain symbolizes is the Holy Spirit. That one, we are very familiar with that. Now, in this verse, Joel chapter 2, we all know that a productive soil must receive the early and the latter rain. So what rain is falling upon your soil? Because depending upon the rain that is falling upon your soil, you are going to be fruitful. Because when the seed enters into your life or the soil, rain must be poured on it. And the first rain that must be poured upon it is described as the showers. It's not rain that comes down in a torrential form. It comes down, it sprinkles. It sprinkles. In fact, if you go into the Hebrew of the word that is translated, the former rain, referring to the spring rain, no, rather the autumn rain, if you check the Hebrew, the first translation of that word translated former rain is the word teacher. The next one is teaching. Before, if you go down to the root, it talks about archer. Somebody who shoots an arrow with precision. And then it later on, the bottom root talks about sprinkling. That is how come they chose the rain here. But what the Bible is saying is that we must receive some two things into our lives, into our soul. The first one is the word of God that must come upon the seed, upon the word again. It is not an ordinary word. This is a word that is shot with precision. It is a teaching that comes with accuracy. It is a teaching that is not shooting maybe arrows by heart. It is a teaching that is like an archer who is shooting with bullseye precision. He shoots the thing, and that is exactly what the Bible is talking about. Says that when we receive such doctrine, in fact, the word translated moderately is the word rightness. That is why in some versions, I don't know what Bible you are using, it talks about, I will give you a teacher of righteousness. A teacher that is going to teach the thing rightly. A teacher of righteousness. Word of righteousness. To correct all of the wrongs in our lives. God says that I will give you the word of righteousness. And then I will give you the latter rain, I believe, is talking about the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit of God and the Word of God always moves together for creation and fruitfulness to take place. So he says that I am going to combine for you the early and the latter rain. You are not just going to walk in some anointing that you have no understanding about. But I am going to give you the right thing. And I am going to anoint your life so that you can be fruitful. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-807-8535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.